Hi, and welcome to Thomas Anonymous, a memoir of my tango with toxic masculinity. Each episode reveals another chapter of my life trapped in the closet and growing up a gay boy in a straight man's world. From having to play Little League to getting blown at rest stops. I cover it all, so buckle up, kids. It's going to be a truthful ride. My name is Tommy Natoli, and this is Thomas Anonymous. Chapter 2, KTB. I used to furiously gargle a giant gulp of Listerine to disinfect my mouth for 5 solid minutes. 5 long, mouth-numbing minutes of that minty hot burn of Listerine. I would usually do this to my mouth because a stranger's penis was just inside of it. Consensual, anonymous gay hookups were a regular part of my college life in New York City. Now, to be totally honest, it wasn't even real college. It was an acting conservatory. And although it was semi-reputable and very expensive, it was definitely not college. I was 20 years old, and there was no Grindr, no Tinder, no apps. This was pre-Facebook and iPhones. I mean, life as we know it didn't even exist. Closeted gay guys had to hook up like cavemen and use Craigslist. A friend at school had told me about this great new website for finding a job. The website was Craigslist. I never even got to look at the job postings because the man for man section instantly distracted me. There was no way I could look for a job after discovering all those dick pics and anonymous sex ads. To be fair, it was 2003, and Craigslist had yet to build its national reputation for rapists, murderers, and great furniture deals. My first Craigslist hookup was with a 30-something-year-old guy, and he was looking for fun with a younger guy. That was the title of his post. Which was pretty conservative compared to other Craigslist headlines like piss pig for submissive hairy bear, smelly balls only. Without knowing anything about this complete stranger who I exchanged maybe 3 emails with, I left my prison cell dorm room and I got on the train and headed to their apartment. At the time, I thought that I was living dangerously, that I was a badass. Turns out I was just a cliche closet gay guy. Me! When I got to Stranger Danger's house, it was awkward to say the least. It did not feel like a hot hookup. It felt more like the beginning of a family event and you are stuck with your cousin you haven't seen in years, so you don't really have anything to say and you're just kind of standing there. I didn't know what the protocol was. I mean, I didn't even have an escape plan. Always have an escape plan. One thing was for sure though, this guy was definitely ugly. But I figured, hey, I already went all the way across town. I might as well at least get blown by the ugly stranger. We managed to have some small talk as American Idol played in the background, and then Ugly Stranger made moves on me like we were in high school. A hand on my thigh, sitting next to me, a slight rub. Dude, we just emailed each other saying we wanted to suck each other off. Let's do this. Side note, I just realized I am officially old because this was back when some people didn't even have pictures of themselves online, and that was acceptable. Yeah, you could be like, oh, sorry, I don't have a picture because, like, I don't have a scanner or a webcam. And that was a legit excuse. Needless to say, this was a blind hookup. No pictures exchanged, no texting. This was just an email and a home address. Hookup roulette. Finally, we moved our awkward party into the bedroom and started the usual KTB. For those of you that don't know, KTB is kissing, touching, blowjobs. That's the standard order of operations for gay guys hooking up. Now, there are those guys out there who, first thing, dive right into ass eating, but I'm a KTB kind of guy. Certainly, there is more to do, but at this stage in my gay career, KTB was all I could handle. There was only one problem. Ugly Stranger wasn't doing any of the B part of KTB. After a couple minutes, Ugly Stranger asked me if he could do some poppers. This guy was clearly a true gentleman. What the hell are poppers? Like jalapeno poppers? No. He means this weird little brown glass bottle that you huff up your nose. Apparently it numbs your body, like everything, so that you can do whatever you're doing even harder and not feel it. Whatever, I've never done poppers because I'm a baby and I'm scared. But if I ever do poppers, I will write an updated side note for this part of the story. I gave Ugly Stranger an epic sucking to the finish line because I'm an idiot and I didn't know any better. What did I get in return, you may wonder? A hand job. What? I just did all that work and hauled my ass across town and all I got was a lame hand job? Yes. Welcome to the world of men. One-way streets and mixed messages. Enjoy your stay. After the lackluster finish, I decided I would at least take some of his beer with me because I was a college kid and I had to make this journey worth it. After I filled my backpack to the brim with Heinekens, I headed out ASAP. There was no exchange of phone numbers, no kiss goodbye, this was just a see you later and bam, it was done. And I loved that. I loved that it was a secret, nobody knew about it. I loved that I got away with it. And I loved that it was so simple. Bye! Best of all, I was able to live out this gay fantasy of mine without having to be a gay guy. I was totally still a straight dude. Yes! Seemed like this was all gonna work out perfectly. I figured I would be just fine as long as I stayed stocked up on soap and mouthwash. It takes a lot to try to disinfect all that self-hate. My time in New York City, going to school, filled with dreams and delusions. I thought I was committed to my craft of acting. Turns out I was mostly committed to drinking, and in turn, ended up filling my dreams and delusions with vodka. I spent half my time in bars binge drinking, and the other half drunk in my dorm room looking at porn. One night, I drunkenly emailed a guy who was looking for young and inexperienced. I wasn't completely inexperienced. I mean, I had some hometown teenage experimentation under my belt. And I did blow ugly stranger guy and got a handjob, but I was still new to the scene, so I figured I qualified. I told him I had no money and that he needed to pay for a cab. Frankly, I'm impressed with my diva demand, considering this was a Craigslist hookup. I stumbled into the cab and it whisked me away to the Upper West Side. Sure enough, my John Doe was waiting there with cab money. Actually, I think they're only John Does when they're dead, so let's just call this guy Blonde Leather. I was pleasantly surprised when I got there to find that Blonde Leather was actually attractive. Attractive and on Craigslist? How did that happen? He had long, dirty blonde hair, a lean, toned body, piercing blue eyes, and a leather jacket that he was way too gay to be wearing. I stammered into his bedroom and I hit that bed with blurred excitement. Using some of the 20-something thousand-dollar acting lessons I was taking, I acted like it was my first time with a guy. I went all acting method with that shit. He seemed to really be into that, and we got going with some KTB. Then, right in the middle of KTB, he threw me a curveball and asked if I wanted his finger in my ass. What? That seems a bit explicit. Things just got real graphic, dude, but okay, let's do it. You can never be too safe, so before I allowed him to finger penetrate me, I made him put a condom on. Yes, a condom on his finger. Safety first, everyone. As he tried to relax me and get his condom-covered finger up in me, all I could think of was how big and comfortable this bed was. I wonder what the thread count is on these sheets. If the finger in my ass didn't clue me into the fact that I was gay, you would think the thread count thought would have. I decided I would be a team player and return the favor, so I wrapped up my finger in safety latex and I tried to do my best man-ass finger banging that I could do. Blonde Leather loved it, which was mind-boggling to me since I didn't think it was that great. He wanted me to spend the night and cuddle in bed, and that thought made me want to barf up all the tequila in me. I couldn't spend the night. I was way too busy being riddled with self-hate and shame and all that fun stuff. The second I finished, I would always just want to find the fastest exit. I could suck a D and not feel gay about it at all. But cuddling a dude, now that was super gay. Blonde Leather was everything our culture and society told me a gay guy was. Skinny, attractive, feminine, held down a decent job. I didn't want to be associated with that or like that because they, the gays, don't have normal lives. I didn't want to be like Blonde Leather and be put into a box of labels and judgment. And what I didn't even realize at the time was that I was doing to Blonde Leather the same thing I didn't want people to do to me. Blonde Leather begged and begged, almost pleaded with me to stay. And that's when I realized why this gorgeous man had to hook up online. You want to cuddle? Are you high? I know I sure am. I told him a million times I had class in the morning. I absolutely had to go. I was an artist studying my craft, and this was serious. He gave me a handful of cash for the cab ride home, a kiss on the mouth, and like a whore, I left. Turns out, I didn't go to class the next day. Hey, thanks so much for listening. You did it! Yay! You can follow me on Twitter at Tommy Natoli, that's TommyNatoli. I'm on Instagram at Tommy_Natoli. I'm also on Facebook, Tommy Natoli, and Snapchat, Holy Natoli. I want to thank everybody for listening. I think that's it for today. We'll be back next week with another episode. Okay, bye!